This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. With KCBX News, I'm Lauren Wallachy. April is Poetry Month, and throughout San Luis Obispo County, local artists have been performing and workshopping their poems. KCBX's Michael Barros has more.
Local poets have been sharing their writings all month in workshops, on small stages, and in Zoom calls. I spoke with several local poets about what the art form means to them and what role it plays in their lives. Marianne Anderson is a local who frequently attends writing workshops in Cambria with other artists.
We sit in front of the TV screen, late night channel surfing, eyes glossy, half a beer resting on the coffee table, our fingers entwined like knotted oak limbs.
That was an excerpt from Anderson's poem titled Sports Deprived that she wrote during the pandemic. She says poetry fulfills her spiritually.
Poetry has sort of been my altar of peace. It's where I go to pray out loud, to pray with words. It's a quiet place. It's a safe place. It's a holy place.
Anderson says she's often inspired by her surrounding environment.
And I love being in Cambria because we're in such gorgeous nature. I feel very, very attached and connected to it.
Anderson says her art has been keeping her calm throughout the pandemic and is giving her a sense of community. She released a new poetry book in January titled Before the After, Love, Loss, and Revolution in the Time of COVID.
The artist in any form, poetry, art, painting, dance, has an innate responsibility to be the mirror of what's happening in the world.
Dresden Smith is a recent Cal Poly graduate who grew up in Slo County. She says writing poetry helps her with her mental health.
I started writing poetry when I was actually super, super depressed. Being at Cal Poly was really, really hard for me. I did not feel supported or like I fit in at the university. Just being not only a person of color, but a Black person and a person with multiracial identities.
Smith says she felt she didn't really fit into any of the boxes that were available at Cal Poly or the world in general. And she was finding herself going through changes, finding and losing friends.
Through those things, I was very out of touch with who I was meant to be or who I felt like I should be. And poetry was really a way for me to express that sadness and anxiety, but in a way that felt productive and positive.
Smith says the act of writing poetry was a grounding and introspective act for her.
It's always been a way for me to express the way that I'm feeling inside my body, really, rather than my thoughts, but aligning those bodily feelings with my thoughts through writing, through poetry. And I've always thought like the power of poetry for me is to pour these feelings that I couldn't quite like pin down into words.
Kevin Patrick Sullivan is very involved in the arts community in Slo County. Among other roles, he's the co-founder and director of the annual San Luis Obispo Poetry Festival. He was also the co-founder and director of Corners of the Mouth, a monthly poetry series at Linnaeus Cafe that ran for 35 years. Sullivan says many of his poems are about environmental justice and says poets can use their work to awaken others.
Every poem written is against the machine because it is an act of resistance. It's because they try and take you make you conform.
Although Poetry Month is just about over, for the rest of the year, poetry events are scheduled several times a month in San Luis Obispo County, with many moved to Zoom format, including Zoom readings based in Morro Bay and Los Osos. There are also in-person open mic readings at Kin Coffee in downtown San Luis Obispo. To connect with other poets or learn more about poetry events in Slo County, you can visit penciledin.com/calendar or languageofthesoul.org. For KCBX News, I'm Michael Barros.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.